Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Thank you for joining me here this evening. We're opening up phone lines for you to call in if you have stories to share with our guests or questions for them. Chris, I know you're trying to collect data and get information from others that have had similar experiences. What exactly are you looking for so perhaps our listeners can find you either tonight on air or off air to keep in communication about these exact type of situations?
Well, they can reach me at ChristopherFleming.com, and what I'm looking for is just a short summary of any experience you've had with something like these type of creatures or these creatures themselves, and then asking people to do a drawing of what they've seen, whether it was in their childhood or whether it was in their adulthood, to draw what they saw. I am not going to be, at this time, publicly displaying any of this stuff. It's for my own research. I'm keeping a list of everybody that submits stuff to me, and I do plan on getting back to people within the middle of this year.
Our guests this evening, Bill Vail, Chris Fleming, both have been dealing with demonic infestations for years. We'll take your calls when we return, questions, and points of order with our guests on Coast to Coast AM. Good evening and welcome back to Coast AM. Dealing with diabolicals, demonic infestations, our guests this evening, Bill Vail, Chris Fleming. And if you have calls, questions, concerns, or stories you'd like to share with our guests, pick up the phone and give us a call, like Davida from Missouri on East of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering if these gentlemen had at all investigated the use of the technique given by the angel Raphael in the Book of Tobit, which is, you know, pretty out there now. I mean, it was included in the Jewish Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha, you know, forever, but it's been in Catholic and other Christian Bibles since about the 70s, and it's a nice little story. The angel Raphael really came to the earth just to, mainly to bring a, help to this family, and one of the one of the two major things he gave was the way to rid oneself, or for a couple or a family to rid themselves of demons forever. I mean, that was his guarantee. And I have friends who've used it, and it works. I mean, it's so simple. You just burn the heart and the liver of a scale fish until it doesn't smoke anymore, and it works. And I just wondered if they include this in their ceremony that they use to help people rid themselves of evil spirits, or had they?
What about it, guys? Have you ever heard of anything like this before? The way that Raphael helped to break people of their demons?
No, I've never heard about that, but I've communicated with Michael and Gabriel, and I've had them appear during some communications as well as some sessions or cases that I've worked on. The thing is, I mean, to just have the demons completely removed, that's just not possible because they exist on this plane. So, and as soon as they're gone, more will take its place. So, especially with the type of work that I do with certain cases, is sure, I can get rid of them in my house, they're gone for a while, but then they come back. Or I can be involved in a certain case where they're there, and then they're removed, they leave, and then they come back. So the thing is you have to understand is that, yeah, you can get rid of them at a certain point, but if the person doesn't change their life and better their life, then these things are going to come back. Angels can only do so much. It's up to the person because of our free will also to get rid of them as well.
Thank you, Davida. Let's go to West of the Rockies with Donna. In North California, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Hello, gentlemen. This is such a great topic, and there's just so many things to say, and this is my first opportunity to speak of it, because it's not something I want to come out in my community or to friends or family. You know, sometimes people do get labeled as being mentally unstable, or that these are hallucinations, or... but throughout my life, well, not as a child, but throughout my adult life, I've had experiences, starting with when I was emotionally really weak after the death of someone close to me. And there was a series of deaths in the family, quite close to one another. And a friend of mine I had in the family home had used a pendulum to try and contact the other side, not knowing anything about it or what the dangers were. And at that point, things started to happen. Even where friends came over and pointed out a room and said, that was your mother's room. Never been in the house before, but all of a sudden saying these things. And then she was scared to death that I have to leave. People that had known me all my life wouldn't come in the home anymore. I was very open. I was always been a very strong individual, kind of, you know, on petite in size, I've always been kind of stand up for the underdog kind of person. You know, raised being Catholic, but not, you know, to any kind of excessive extent. But as an adult, you know, I wasn't always an angel myself, but I had a lot of people tell me, oh, you look like an angel, or you have angel eyes. I always seemed to show up at the right time when people needed someone to help them. But I had some experiences in that home that were just really terrifying. I've always had cats as well. It's the first time I've heard anybody speak of, you know, having their cats being attacked or anything like that. I did have an experience where my two cats both went to the top of the stairway, and it was all dark downstairs. And I know every door entering into the home from down there was completely locked. There was no way anyone could get in. And we also had a dog, so the dog would have been barking had someone tried to get in or was downstairs. The cats went to the top of the stairs and looked down, and their hair stood up on end, and they both started growling. I certainly didn't go down myself to find out what was down there, but it was during that time that, you know, more and more things were happening. And I guess I just became, I had to leave the home. I didn't want to. I felt like I needed to fight whatever this power was, just not for myself, but kind of for humanity, that it's the right thing to do. But if I left again, who would move in this house and have to deal with this? I felt like I had to close that window. But I ended up having to kind of, I was forced to have to leave the home. Don't really know whatever happened, if anyone else that moved in there had any experiences. So that, whatever that power is, whether it was different entities or the same, not that it happened continually, but different times in my life. Generally, when I was emotionally weak, I had things happen. But I also had an experience where I came out one morning sitting outside of my home, and it was just as it was break of dawn and no one outside on the street. And this amazing cloud formation just started gathering. Funny that you mentioned something about like drawings. I just started doodling while I was on hold, and was doodling the same thing I saw in the sky. And it was virtually like a battle going on. And it was, you know, cloud formations, and it was angels coming down and kind of demon type things coming up. And I can't really say that, you know, it wasn't horned and pitchforked, but it was more like bat-like, but it had a very dark feeling. And I overwhelmingly throughout my life had some kind of connection of the Archangel Michael. Had a lot of people in my life named Michael. But I also felt like I was kind of a female version of it, like I had to be there to battle this. If I have to stay to the end of, you know, throughout eternity, I will battle this force so everyone else can cross over and have peace. I'd be willing to do that. It sounds like a pretty selfless thing. I'm no nun, but I've also had things happen where I was very frightened, and then it just kind of just stopped. And maybe about 2 years ago, I had this overwhelming feeling on Halloween I wanted to be an angel. And I went looking around in the stores, and I didn't have much of a budget, but I started picking up things that had nothing to do with angels. They were more like warrior-type outfits. And then I went out and I found this set of these huge feathered angel wings. I thought, well, I'm going to wear them together. It didn't make any sense to me. And while I was getting ready, this page literally from my Bible, and I never went to ever even mark the Bible, it literally started floating in the air in front of me and landed on the floor. And I picked it up, and it said, the armor of God. Gave me chills, and I thought, okay, I'm going to read this. I'm still going to go out on Halloween, just, you know, as an adult and have fun. And I had so many people come up to me and really thought, you know, God, I need to talk to you. I've had these things happen, and can you protect me? And it's like, I'm not really an angel warrior. It's just my costume. But I do feel we have things happen in our lives all the time where we have choices, you know, and we say, oh, the devil made me do it. We do something wrong. Or we have, you know, we turn light or we turn left in our lives. And not that we ever know that we've got a legion of angels that are fighting these battles for us. I guess in my life I have. I've had things happened where I came real close to death, and I had almost felt like this sense of a force field in front of me protecting me from this.
What a remarkable, that's a remarkable story, Donna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill, you were starting to say something as well. What did you want to mention? Bill?
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. But, yeah, that's fine, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, you'd started to say something, and we had taken the call. What was the point that you wanted to make?
Well, it was on the other side.
When you became stronger and you overcame this.
Well, I think I'm going to address something a little differently here. What I heard there was from the last caller was emotionally weak a couple of times and use of a pendulum and trying to contact. And to me, that's like throwing a match to a flame. I will tell advice that I give anybody is if you're trying to talk to the other side and you don't, especially if you don't know what you're doing, or Chris does, and he's had problems even. And if Chris has had problems, can you imagine the average homeowner or person doing this? You can invite something in, but you can't control what comes in. And what comes in may not be what you're inviting in or what you think you are. And I think a lot of the problems come from that, that people try to communicate. They see it on TV and they think, oh, that's pretty cool, and they go out and buy a digital recorder and they run through trying to catch an EVP or something. And that's a problem because you can't control what comes into your life.
Understandable. Chris, you've been doing this for a long time, and you watch this groundswell of popularity with ghost hunting and paranormal TV shows. Mm-hmm. Is this feeding the fire? Is this opening up so many people for a spiritual butt-kicking? Would you still suggest people openly investigate the paranormal, or should that recede now? Should people be a lot more cautious about throwing themselves to this, throwing themselves open to the wolves, if you will?
Two answers. Number one, people do need to be more respectful and responsible for what they're doing. And it's just like doing the Ouija board. Whenever you do any type of spirit box or anything else, you know, you are inviting in things to talk to you. And you don't know what you're seeing. You don't know how many spirits are actually there. You don't know how many are actually communicating with you. It's an invisible realm. So you need to be very careful in protecting yourself before and after and setting up parameters and realize that there's a lot more negative spirits on this planet than there is good spirits. That's why they're trapped here. So you have to be very careful about that. The other thing is because our consciousness, and we've evolved as human beings pretty much as far as we can go, so the only way for us to really to evolve now is consciously. We're becoming more aware of the spirit world. A lot of stuff on TV, of course, has brought us to that level, but it's continuing now where we're realizing more that there are ghosts, there is life after death, and because of that, we're having more questions and wanting more answers. That is only going to escalate some of the things that are going on. This is part of nature. Demons, angels, ghost spirits, it is natural. It's always been here. Ask any civilization before us, the Indians, everyone, the Sumerians. We are the ones that are now getting accustomed and becoming more aware of it and realizing that it's all around us. And, of course, it's going to start communicating with us. So we do have to be more careful.
Let's go to the first-time caller line. Matt in Girard, Ohio, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing great. What's your question?
It's not a question. It's a story.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
In McDonald, Ohio, me and my two cousins, my cousin Tyler and Tom, we were walking on these train tracks, and there was a train coming, so we jumped off the tracks into this part of the woods. It's like right next to the tracks. And my cousin Tom stepped on this wooden cross by accident. He didn't know what it was. And then, like, we went back onto the tracks, and, like, his foot got stuck on something, but we didn't know what. And we ended up, a few days later, I was looking at this newspaper article about my uncle because they were doing a candlelight vigil for him because he was murdered. And we saw like something in it talking about this girl from McDonald, Ohio, who was killed on those train tracks. And we like this one day we saw like this girl standing on the tracks, and she was like wearing a white dress and had long black hair, but we couldn't see her face. And ever since then, every time we go on those tracks, something like happened. We could sometimes hear like laughing in the woods and stuff like that.
All right, so
that could be a ghost, it could be anything.
Yeah, are you afraid that you're connecting with some kind of demon or what?
Yeah, because another time we're on the tracks, there was this train coming. We could like see her like on standing on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, most likely what you're doing, thank you very much for calling, Matt. Most likely what you're dealing is either a residual haunting of the girl that was killed there, or her energy is just still hanging out in and around that area. And, I mean, you see that quite a bit as a medium, right, Chris, that these spirits will hang out where they're... Right. Let's go with wild card line number one, Cornelius in Louisiana. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave, Bill, and Chris, and God bless you all at Coast to Coast and Miss Gina, the call screener. Yeah, I was telling Miss Gina, you know, like when we get sick or something like that, I believe we can get infested with these demons also, just like emotional sickness or physical sickness. And if we let in, you know, like they, I think it was Bill that was talking about, like drugs and stuff, you know, any kind of hole that they'll try to get in to try to destroy you. And you just got to be real careful. And I know y'all seem like y'all read the Bible a lot, and I do believe these demons, they're getting ready probably to take over. You can see a lot more evil and stuff like that in the world and stuff. And so I just wanted to pull that question to you and take my answer off the air, and I listen to y'all.
So the question you want to know is, do you think that they're gaining in power and that they are getting stronger?
Yes, sir.
All right, Chris, what do you feel on this? Do you feel that the darkness is rising and that demons are starting to get stronger and there is more of this rise?
Anybody watch the news with all the wars going on? Absolutely. I mean, you look at the way people are treating animals, treating one another, you know, kids going around punching people, playing the knockout game because they think it's fun and cool. Come on. It's obviously demons telling them to do it and this and that. You just don't go around deciding you want to punch somebody walking across the street. It's ridiculous.
And, Bill, with what you've seen, do you believe that darkness is on the rise? Is it demons or is it just people disconnected from one another and forgetting our humanity?
Well, you can go back to the old experiments with the rats, and, you know, the more you populate rats, the more aggressive they become. I'm not convinced either way. I think that perhaps with the advent of all the paranormal shows, it's become easier to talk about. It's been easier to tell our stories. It's become less of a stigma to be associated with it. I do believe that there's more violence, but there's also more people. We're worried about oil supplies. We're worried about water is the next big thing that we're going to be worried about because we're running out of water. In general, I think the aggressiveness of the world as a whole has went up. I think news reporting of such things has become more instant with 24-hour news. So I think it's a combination of all of that. Do I think demonic activity is on the increase? Don't know. I think it's being reported more for the reasons I gave.
Fair enough. We've got open phone lines as well. We'll be taking more of your calls as we continue talking with our guests, Bill Vail, Chris Fleming, two people that have been dealing with demonic infestations for a long time. Quick question from Karen Dahlman before we go to a break, real quick. Well, actually, we'll just take the break now. We'll come back to it, and we'll continue on with this journey. But the question I'll throw out to you when we come back, your angels, are you asking them to intercede in your favor to stop the connection with these demons and stop them in their tracks before they continue to do harm to you and your loved ones? Because as we know, intercession from the angels only happens when we request it. Stay tuned. More Coast to Coast AM right after this. Good evening and welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast AM. I am Dave Schrader, our guest this evening, Chris Fleming, Bill Vail, talking about their encounters with the demonic. Chris, do you ask now actively for your angels to intercede in your behalf and just kind of leave that as an open invitation to try to stop the onslaught of negativity and darkness that has been so prevalent in your life?
Well, I say the Lord's Prayer every night before I go to bed, and I've been doing that probably for a month now, and I haven't done that for many, 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 many years. And also during the day. And I also will pray to Jesus, and I will also talk to the angels. And not that I get a direct response from any of them, but it doesn't matter. I know the messages are getting there. That's what prayer is. But yeah, there are times where I do receive something. And I know that there were times where they says, no, you must learn, that it's a learning experience for me as well, that we can't intercede at times because you need to learn something. And I have to tell you, I've been fascinated by some of the things that I've learned. If I'm able to see both heaven, I'm able to see both hell. And in seeing that, I'm learning things from it. Whatever that's going to be put to use is yet to be determined.
Do you think you're going to ever finally break that grasp of the demons in your life and have a clean, happy life where you're not being tested and having to learn another lesson?
I pray for that and I hope for that, but that's up to God, you know? It's up to Him exactly what He wants to put me through, but I realize that I need to take more responsibility, which I've been doing, in getting myself where I need to be. So I have to get stronger and fight, and I've been doing that over the past month or two. I've been making arrangements here and there for things such as having people come in to assist because I was at a point where I could not do it on my own. And there's nothing wrong with having other people come help you because we are all connected. So I've been excited because I have felt different. I have seen things different. I'd like to be the way I was over 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and slowly I'm getting back to that person. And that person was very strong, would not even allow these things to even step foot. Now, over a month ago, I saw one of these creatures again in the hallway. It was semi-transparent. Same creature I saw that came out of the doorway. First thing I did, I didn't get startled or anything. I went racing after him and started screaming and yelling at him to come back. I said, oh, you guys are so strong, you're so powerful that you'll show yourself when we least expect it. But when we confront you, you run and hide. You know, how powerful is that? And then I started saying the Lord's Prayer and I started saying things about Jesus. You know, to me, is that a continuation of that? Instead of before, I just used to ignore them. I got to a point where I was ignoring them. I said, whatever, I saw you. I'm going to bed. You know, I have them climb around the bed. And I, like Bill was talking about earlier, things were bouncing on the bed. And I keep in mind, I got three cats. So I tell the cat, stop that, come here. And, you know, I get up, turn on the light, and there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, while the light is on, something's bouncing and running across the bed. I mean, trust me, it is scary. Okay, it's startling. But in the same sense, I realize, okay, you're doing this to scare me. Guess what? I love you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. If you would just stop doing this and, you know, ask for forgiveness, God would welcome you back. You know, whether it would or not, I don't know for sure. But the fact of the matter is that not to always get mad, sometimes just tell them, hey, I'm being positive about this. But now I'm doing something. I was ignoring it for too long.
Bill, you said that once you made that confrontation, things have changed in your life. Do you foresee a point in a year, 3 years, 5 years, when you'll be totally free from this dark force?
I actually do. I'm optimistic about that. It'll never leave. I'll always have the memory and I'll hear a noise. I don't think I'll ever get over that, the post-traumatic stress of it. But I have, like Chris, I've grown larger in my faith, and there's not a night I don't go to bed without saying a prayer and asking God to send angels. And that, of all the things, it seems like that has really been one of the more beneficial things. I think, like Chris, it's actually drawn me closer to God than the opposite effect. And I don't think that's the effect they want. I think they want you to give up. And we haven't given up. We've actually grown our strength.
We're going to take another break here. If you're fascinated with the supernatural, the paranormal, and the strange realm around us that seems to permeate all aspects of our life, and you'd like to know more about it, then I ask you to join me. Dave Schrader, Darkness Radio is the name of the show I host Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. till midnight central. And then you can tune right into Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Again, check out darknessradio.com for more information on our show. Stay tuned. More Coast to Coast and your calls come up next right after this. Wrapping up another edition of Coast to Coast AM. We're taking your calls. If you have questions or you've got encounters with the demonic that you'd like to share, we're taking them right now. Let's go to the wild card line number 5. Brett in Missouri, welcome to the show. What did you want to share with us this evening?
Good morning, gentlemen. I take it from your conversation that you do believe we are in end times. Is that correct?
good question. I've often wondered that. But I'd like to be positive and think that we're going to get through this, that things will change.
I'll go with the story that we don't know.
Yes, we don't. One thing people need to stay positive about, John 3:16, anyone who believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And I have a brain tumor, and it affects my memory. I don't remember the chapter or verse, but it does say that God gives us dominion over all the evil spirits, including the son of perdition. All that we need do is to speak Jesus' name, and they have no power over us. And the New World Order are Luciferians. They want to usher in peace, a one world order, and that is going to be what they call Christ. And millions will follow, and that will be the Antichrist.
Thank you, Brett. We appreciate you chiming in on that. Let's go east of the Rockies. Bianca in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi. Really a good show tonight. I never thought I'd ever hear somebody knowing what I'm going through. I tell you, I have been going through things since 1967 when my father got into Satanism. And much of what you say is true, but you know, one thing I do, or what Bill and Chris are saying, it's true, but the thing is, there's some things I disagree with. But you know, one thing, fear does, they feed on fear, the demons, but you know, you make a mistake when you get angry and you fight with them. You give them more energy. You probably even make it worse by fighting than you do with having fear. Anger, they feed off of. Never fight with a demon. Never fight. The more you can ignore them, the more you cannot let them affect you, or try not to, or not let them disturb you, the less effect they'll have on you. I'm not saying they'll leave you alone completely. Well, it's all in God's will, whether or not he has a reason for them bothering you. But when also, too, you know, when you guys poke your nose in it and you're looking to figure out answers, you're calling them upon you, too. You're opening the door to them. And I'm not judging you for that or finding fault, but I guess that what I'm saying is, if you don't like being harassed by the demons, then you can't really, shouldn't be poking into the preternatural realm, because that's what it is. It's not the supernatural. It's the preternatural. Just as all of creation, or just as God himself is triune nature, all of creation is triune nature. We have a natural realm, a preternatural realm, and a supernatural realm. And they are of the preternatural realm. And, you know, God is his kind of reason for all of us going through this. And he permits for his various reasons. But the thing is, like I said, the worst thing you can do is fight with a demon.
Thanks for weighing in on that. I appreciate it, Bianca. Guys, how do you feel about that? Do you think that fighting with him may actually feed that?
The only thing I disagree with, and I'll let Bill take over because I know he can cover that, is ignoring them. When they're already in your house, you can't ignore them, because what they'll start doing is attaching themselves to you and causing oppression as well as other things. You have to fight them. And it's not that where you get angry. You do have to get that out of you and get angry and this and that. You have to show that you're not afraid. But then you have to take other initiatives. And other initiatives is putting yourself in a better light, taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and health-wise, and putting yourself, surrounding yourself about other people. And then eventually they will not be able to handle that type of energy because they want to bring you down. You cannot ignore them. That was what I tried to do. And that's where just it almost ruined me. So I completely disagree with that particular comment she made.
What are your thoughts on that,
Bill? Yeah, I'm going to second that. Ignoring them is like going into a fight with your hands tied behind your back. You can't ignore. They won't let you ignore them. And the other thing is, I sticking my nose into it, I remember I was dragged into this kicking and screaming. I didn't get involved. I was a skeptic. I got involved. And I did ignore them. I explained it away. I researched it. I looked up brain tumors and mental illness and sleep disorders and all those things. I ignored them as probably as good as you can. As far as challenging them, believe it or not, I absolutely think when I did challenge them and showed no fear, it wasn't because I was being brave. It was because I was at such a depth of despair that I'm not going to say I didn't care, but I wanted it over. Whichever way the outcome was going to be, I was going to push the outcome. And that seemed to have as great an effect as anything. Now, for maintenance, I do call on angels, as I said. I do ignore it as much as I can. But ignoring it isn't going to make the problem go away.
All right, let's go to west of the Rockies. Jeff in Culver City, California, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Dave Schrader, and to your guests, Chris and Bill. Yes, it never ceases to amaze me that out of all the believers of the world and those who claim to love God and all of these different religions, why are so many people participating in bad and evil activities now on Earth? You know, it seems mankind is worse than ever, just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah or the days of Lot or any ancient Renaissance period where the populace deteriorated spiritually and morally. My question is this, Chris and Bill, why is it so hard or difficult for those who know they are inherently corrupt and evil to just come clean and admit it and say, you know, that they're really controlled by satanic or demonic forces and want to continue doing bad and evil in the 21st century?
Well, I think, you know, is that over time, everything gets watered down. We just start accepting things within society and everything else where it's normal. You know, you look 20, 30 years ago, some of the things going on today that we accept in media, on TV, and in everything, we'd be like, whoa, you know, there's no way. This is being banned. But everything's just been watered down. They slowly, like Bill has said, they're very patient. You know, they will orchestrate things and just work it out. They're not just going to come out and say, hey, I'm the devil, I'm this, I'm that. Because, you know, we would then stand up and fight it. So they have to do behind the scenes like puppets and puppeteers and pull the strings and make things happen to where we just get so used to it that it becomes, before we know it, it's swept us off our feet and we're a part of it.
Let's go to first time caller.
The promise of power is intoxicating to some people. It's like asking a drug addict to quit drugs.
That's a great point right there. Let's go to first-time caller list. Pam in Nashville, welcome to the show.
Thanks. You mentioned the man in the black hat earlier, and you said you knew what it meant, and I was wondering what that meant, because I know a couple people who've seen it.
Bill, take that one.
Yeah, a hat down through history, not so much today, but down through history, has signified power and authority. That's why kings and queens wear crowns as a symbol of authority. You see, back in the day, a hat was a symbol of prominence, of wealth. The better the hat, the more wealthy, the bigger the hat. You still see that today amongst stars. You'll see them. The Kentucky Derby is a prime example. It's the big hat. They try to outdo each other with hats. Hats are significant, more in the past than today, but hat is a significant symbol of authority, and it's only a thought on my side, but I believe the hat represents an act of authority.
He seems kind of like an evil dude, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's in the hierarchy, is what you're saying.
The general. Yes.
All right, thank you, Pam. Let's go to wild card 2, Jim in Chicago. You're on the air. What's your question or your story to share?
Well, I could identify with what both your guests were saying because I've been living it for the last 10 months. I've had my head pushed through the glass. I've had objects fly off a shelf, not once, but twice on two different days. I've had pictures jump off the wall that are on a picture hanger. They have to be lifted and moved out, then dropped. My question is, during all this, my wife is saying, soon to be ex-wife, because she filed for a divorce, is saying, somebody loves me. I actually saw the entity. My question is, well, we went to New Orleans in 02, and she was seeing Coke cans jumping off the tables at St. Pierre. the question is, could it attach to her, or how do these things get in to begin with? Because I've been driven from the home, the marriage is destroyed, and I'm tired of this paranormal stuff.
Yes, it can definitely follow you or attach itself to you when you go to certain places. A lot of cases like that. Bill, tell them about what you think, where these things came from.
Well, I number one, yes, we've mentioned this a couple of times. They will try to get through you. You've heard the story, I'm more afraid of humans than demons or ghosts. And there's a lot of truth to that. They'll get to you through other people. I would like to, maybe this is a good point to bring this up for people, but me and Chris actually have started a series on demons on the website, UnitedParanormalInternational.ning.com, and also on my Facebook page, just by my name, Bill Vail. And we can go into it a lot more depth there. Anybody has questions, they can certainly reach us there and ask them. I don't know that there's one single reason that a demon... I'll go back and say that my experience was innocent. I was working, and I walked in into a bad situation, and the only thing I can figure is it attached to me and came back with me. I don't know that you have to do anything bad or evil. I think they try to. But a long time ago, somebody said, well, look at this place. It's evil. A lot of people died there. And because of that, there's a lot of evil spirits there. But I asked the question, what makes you think the evil spirits came there as a result of the people? What if the evil spirits were already there and caused all the torment from the people that was there, like the TB hospitals and stuff like that? Who's to say that the demons didn't create the evil that we've seen at those places? The person said he's been affected by sickness and stuff. Or how do we know it's not the demon that came into his life and is causing that? That's more likely the issue, that the demon came into his life and is causing alcoholism and drug addiction and temper and anger and those things. It's not the other way around, that because people are like that, it invites the demons in. But demons come into your life and cause those things.
Yeah, it's like in the Bible. Jesus removed some of the demons when he did some exorcisms because they were causing physical ailments to people. They can cause that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the issues come after the demonic, but the demonic attack is so subtle that a lot of times you don't realize it. It's like Chris said, they don't show up with a sign around their neck saying demon. It's very, very subtle. But they're not gonna show up and scare the heck out of you, because that's not gonna work. People are just gonna leave. They're gonna run. They have to go slow.
And if you've had an encounter with these demonic imps, you're dealing with the demons, you can reach out to Chris at ChristopherFleming.com. That's ChristopherFleming.com. Share the insights, the information, and stories of what you're going through as he continues to collect these stories and try to understand what's going on with all of these experiences worldwide. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming on and spending your time and sharing your stories with us this evening.
Thank you for having us,
Dave.
It's been a pleasure speaking with both of you. Thank you to everybody that tuned in this evening. I want to also thank Brian and Gina and Lisa, my engineer Tim Dennis, and of course George Norrie for allowing me to sit in on the seat this evening. I appreciate it. I'll be back with you on Friday, February 28th. You've been listening to Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Thanks again, and we'll see you again real soon.